Sri Lanka's president declared his country liberated from separatist terror today as the military said it recovered the body of the Tamil Tiger rebel leader. In a statement released today, the president of the Sri Lankan Bishops Conference, Archbishop Oswald Gomez of Colombo, welcomed the end of hostilities but added, "The battle has been won, but the war will only end when all of Sri Lanka's citizens, Tamil and Sinhalese, are one people in one country with equal rights." Emer McCarthy spoke to the Archbishop about his statement.
What we are doing now is somehow to work out a political solution to the problem. In fact, the president himself in this morning's speech mentioned two very, very valid points. Number one, he said, hereafter, there is no minority and majority in Sri Lanka. We are all one nation. He said there are only two different kinds of people in Sri Lanka, that is, those who love the country and those who don't. So that was a great statement. Second thing, he said, we will find a political solution of our own that will give everyone equal right in the country. I was in Parliament this morning with some others, and this was mentioned today.
What particular role does the Catholic Church have to play now in Sri Lanka?
Immediately, we are sending a lot of relief for these people by way of material goods. And we are also cooperating with the government. Already, some of our nuns and others, volunteer workers, are there to look after the sick, those who have been injured, plus those who are without shelter and suffering and so on. Arrangements are being made quickly to accommodate them. As early as possible, they'll be released to go to their own homes.
That's very important, isn't it?
Very much, because personally I met the president himself and told him that please arrange for these people to get back to their territories and start their work, especially their people of agriculture, farmers. They would be happy if they can get back.